my skeletal tree, a vision of soft, pulsating, purple-fingered, green-limbed, winter-shied beauty, leans and stretches, straining against dark-rooted shackles towards the pallid white glow that touches all I see below, while I, from windowed perch, can only blink and stare once more, watching my tree live and suffer and breathe in cool fumes from passers-by. Touched, it may not show by these unwanted encounters with corruption. No doubt spring will see my tree again crowned with careless glory. But the eyes that have stared have smarted with the cold, the suffering, the loss of something which will never be again, not quite the same. These eyes will complete with tears the link from lofty white heights to rooted yellowed earth, and help my new season-landed tree pulse deeper and brighter and higher with water from tropical seas. When the year was yet young, tightly gripped in cold's tight fist, I sat at my window and said not a word, said nothing, but felt more than I could hold, and turning slowly, feeling into thought, pondering over and over and again once more, hurt and heart and hollow pain from love for one to whom I gave all, but said not a word, and sinking ever slower into a distant frame, I lingered in a world of shadows. On the day you thought you'd like to go, the cherry blossoms began to grow. Winter worn, confused, and cold weary, long were the nights, it seemed all you saw. Core-piercing, ice winds, poor dreary, transpiring warmth, hope-filled to thaw. You, tree, are my soul, as I am you. So ease complete, bright fire anew, perhaps you have a soul tree like mine, a reconnector to all divine. For though you've gone from my waking world, in my dreams you creep, winter smoke curled. I live in seasonless lands of sun, here, pink